This notion of people making more in unemployment is complete hypocrisy. The $600 isn't making people want to stay home. In most cases, it's saving their lives so they don't end up homeless and hungry. It's helping us get by and helping us to help the economy until things can get back to normal. The average state unemployment compensation in Florida is $125 per week. Many, including me, did not get the maximum, even though we should have qualified for the maximum. Now that we're in the throes of a devastating COVID spike, I have no idea when I will return to work, nor does anyone else. Tell me how $125 a week unemployment will feed a family of two or four. It won't. Forget rents, mortgages, utility bills, health insurance, and medications. August 1st, evictions and foreclosures begin, and FPL can start to cut off electricity. Last week in Jacksonville, people already have been seeing their electricity being cut off. The perfect storm is increased homelessness, no electricity, no food, no health insurance, a way to cover medical bills, medications, or transportation. This pandemic has been stressful enough on everyone. We law-abiding taxpayers need this additional support to remotely have a chance at staying solvent. The House and Senate must pass this extension. This is a life and death situation for millions of Floridians and Americans. And God forbid we actually get a hurricane on top of this. That would be tragic.